Hello students, welcome back once again to the V-Lecture series on strategic management. Today we are going to see chapter 10, strategy evaluation and control. The last chapter we have seen in detail about strategy implementation process and how it is important for strategy implementation for an organization to succeed in its strategy execution. And we have also seen what are the challenges and what approaches that organizations can take in terms of designing organization structure and approach of execution. So having seen that strategy implementation process is very important component, the last component in the strategic management process, we are coming to strategy evaluation and control. This is the last component and the most critical component, because without anything that is monitored, which is not measured, which performance cannot be improved. So anything that cannot be monitored, cannot be measured, anything that cannot be measured, that cannot be actually improved upon. So the whole closed loop system comes into place with the strategy evaluation and control. This chapter is going to talk about in detail. So learning objectives is basically how a strategic managers in the strategic control process, they are able to, make adjustments, make course corrections, set baselining and benchmark in terms of, the different strategic objectives and how strategic control process works, clear definition of what needs to be controlled and how it is to be controlled, and setting strategic control standards, in terms of benchmarks. Process of choosing standards and confirm performance to standards, So these are the critical components of strategic evaluation and control process. So we'll be seeing them in detail in this chapter. Also, to understand the process of measuring deviation and take corrective action. What are the variants that you see vis-a-vis the benchmark that we have set for ourselves, and what is achievement, and how do you take corrective action to in order to achieve that particular deviation. Also, to understand relevance of strategic control audits and budgetary controls. So how do you do an audit? How do you do a budgetary control of strategy execution? So that is that is what we are going to see in this chapter. What are the contingency plans? What are the DR plans? What are the crisis management plans that an organization needs to have in order to execute a strategy successfully? So we will be seeing all of that in this chapter. Let us talk about strategy evaluation and control. What is it all about? How is it being carried out? So we have seen all stakeholders like the top management, the employees, the customers, the partners, the society. There are, you need to keep communicating to them how the organization is performing. The strategic management of that particular organization needs to communicate and report how well the organization is performing with regard to its 3-year vision or 3-5 year vision and its strategy. Strategic control brings in clear benchmarks for measurement of performance. So how do you set benchmarks? How do you map it with your growth plans? How do you, what kind of benchmarks you need to adopt for different categories of your, functional, KRAs, whether it is financial performance or client experience or operational excellence and people and culture, right? Strategic control brings clear benchmarks in these KRAs and then set KPIs for measurement during the execution. Strategic control consists of evaluating the extent by which the organization's strategies have been successfully implemented. How do you evaluate and how do you measure by what extent the strategies set forth have been implemented successfully by the organization in a given point in time? Review internal and external factors that are impacting the organization, and they become the underlying base for any strategy. That's what we have seen earlier. When we did a SWOT analysis, when we did external environment analysis, there are internal and external factors that contribute to the growth of the organization. So how do you ensure that these are clearly the point of focus in terms of strategy execution and also evaluation and control. So without a control, you will not be able to measure the performance, you will not be able to improve and make a course correction and improve the overall strategy execution. Measure performance that conforms to the plans. You got a plan and you got a performance, you got achievement. So how do you measure the deviation? What are the gaps in the overall process? How do you ensure that these gaps are identified during the course of the execution and course corrections are made? Do performance gap analysis, suggest corrective actions. That's what I said, course correction. Corrective actions are being taken. The need for stakeholders to know how well the organization is performing is very important. Because you will receive inputs from the top management if something is going wrong, or if a corrective action is to be taken, or the market is not perceiving that this company is executing its strategies well. You can give many examples, in terms of how organizations are executing the strategy, be it TCS or Infosys or any company, Tata Steel, Tata Motors, every large organization in India have a clear strategy in terms of its growth plans. So how each organization is performing, the stock market is looking for such information, the shareholders are looking for such information. So there is a need for the stakeholders to know how well the organization is performing from time to time, quarter on quarter, year on year, how well they are doing well across the different businesses that they are in. Without the strategy control, there are no clear benchmarks, ultimately no reliable measurements of how the company is doing. It's very clear, right? The purpose is to create these benchmarks comparable to the industry, and you have to set benchmark for yourself. And this is what industry benchmark is this, then my benchmark is this. I want to become leader in this particular business segment, or I want to become a leader in this particular industry. And these are my values. These are my unique propositions. And these benchmarks of financial performance will be achieved. These performance of client experience will be achieved. These benchmarks of operational excellence will be achieved. These benchmarks of organizational culture and people culture will be achieved. See, these are the benchmarks that will help you to move from one level of growth to another level of growth. So that's why the strategic control and evaluation process is very important part of the strategic management. Also in the process, you need to mitigate the risks, you need to identify the risk, you need to mitigate the risk, you need to have a disaster recovery plan, you need to have take care of the threats from the environmental uncertainty. The strategic managers are not always able to predict the future. You can't accurately forecast what is going to happen in the future and what's going to happen to my company, the market share, revenue performance, financial performance, how people are going to take, will my brand will be looked upon as one of the top brands in the country. So you will not be able to really forecast. There could be some challenges there on the way. Hence, the strategic control will capture all of that during the evaluation and review process. So you will have necessary controls and changes made during the implementation process. Determine and focus what to control. First of all, you need to define the areas what you want to control, what you want to measure, what you want to evaluate, from time to time. Control, you have to establish the control standards. You have to clearly establish these standards have to be clearly measured, and then the performance of each of those KPIs, objectives are measured objectively with objectivity, and compare the performance with the established standards. You got the benchmarks. So this is what my benchmark on against each KRA, which I said, whether it is financial or customer experience or operational excellence or organizational culture. So compare it with the established standards in the industry, or you set standard for yourself. Determine the reason for deviation. Why it is not achieved? Why it is not coming to that level? Or sometimes you will overachieve. Then you can project your company in the good light. If you are not able to achieve, then you need to understand why the deviation is happening. You need to get into the root cause of why it is not happening in that time. Initiate corrective measures to set the course right. So it's very important, course correction. define what to control. The first point, what we said, determine focus on what to control. Let's come to that point. So how do you, so you can talk about financial performance, the profitability standards, the margin standards, the revenue standards, market share standards, you know, new markets, new market propositions, what is your market leadership position, productivity of employees, product leadership standards, how is your service leadership standard, personal and people culture development standard. This is what I said earlier also. So these standards are to be, you know, controlled, and you need to keep numbers against each of those, you know, benchmark. Defining what to control from an employee attitude standpoint, you know, how do you change the employee behavior? Because the new strategy requires a complete DNA change, cultural change in the organization. Public responsibility standards, you know, you need to look at the market. Standards reflecting balance between short range and long range. You cannot be only looking at long range and then missing the short term goals. You cannot be only looking at short term goals and missing out on the long term goals. So you need to strike a balance between these two. So how do you measure on that? So this is the strategic management closed loop process. First, you need to define what to measure, create standards and benchmarks, measure the performance during the execution. Does the performance match to standards, or do you see deviation? If you see deviation, take corrective action and then come back and measure the performance for the next period of time. So this process continues until you achieve your end objectives across the different different KRAs and different KPIs. So what to control is what to measure is what you need to determine in the beginning. So this is starting point, and this is the performance, meeting the performance standards is the end point. And then you set a new journey, the next milestone will be coming into place, and then you start the process all over again. Measuring performance. So you need to do competitive benchmarking within the industry, within your competitors, or you can set a benchmark for yourself, completely different than what you know your organization you know is looking for. So I think that's how you know Indian IT industry is looking at. Many companies have globalized now. Many companies are globalized now, and they are looking at setting new benchmarks in the industry, in their new in their business lines. And you know, they're doing very well. Competitive benchmarking based on control standards, control through performance, control through formal and informal organization. So you have to have formal way of engaging with people and informal way of engaging with people to ensure that these interactions bring about control in the overall perspective. So what are the deviations, what are the reasons for deviation in the company performance? Understanding whether the standards are appropriate, whether it is relevant. So you need to first set, identify those standards and controls. If you don't set it properly, then there are chances that, you know, it might become irrelevant during the course of execution. So you need to understand whether the standards are relevant, appropriate. Evaluating objectives and corresponding measures are still appropriate in the light of changing environment. So you have a changing environment. How do you set the objectives and, you know, start measuring those objectives? Evaluate appropriateness of strategies. So that is, strategy has to be, so strategic options, alternatives that you're choosing from the SWOT and you know, SWOT analysis. It's very important that you put in strategies that are relevant and appropriate. Evaluation of the structure of organization and the suitability of achievement of strategic objectives. So it is again, you know, whether you have the right design of the organization structure and suitably to whether it is suitable to achieve your, you know, strategic objectives effectively. Don't put a hierarchical structure where you're taking up a complex transformational project strategy to achieve the next level of growth. So you might have to adopt matrix structure, which will be more collaborative and, you know, more, you know, bring a change approach, organizational change approach in terms of strategy execution that we have seen in the last chapter. So I'm just relating it, evaluation of structure of the organization and suitability of achievement of strategic objectives is very important. Evaluation and execution of, you know, evaluation of execution of activities. Each objective has a KPI. Each KPI has got certain activities. So the activities have to be performed in order to achieve the performance. What kind of corrective actions you can take? The final step in the control process is taking action. Obviously, without action, nothing is going to move. It will stand where it is, or it will maintain the status quo position. So actions will determine how well you are performing and what kind of deviation that you are, reaching in terms of performance, and take corrective actions. You know, what are the need for corrections? The managers can choose the following three options. You know, you can do nothing about it, maintain status quo without any action. Can take corrective action to reach the actual performance. Can revise the standard. So here you're doing nothing. You got a standard benchmark, but you're not achieving it. You're doing nothing about it. You're not taking any corrective action. Here you're taking corrective action to achieve the benchmark that you've set originally. Here you're revising the standard in terms of, yeah, I know that I've actually overestimated my, these performance benchmarks. So let me put it realistic. Let me make it achievable, and then let me take an aggressive target. So you can revise the target for the time being and then achieve that performance. Choices of corrective action. What kind of corrective actions you can take? Normal mode, follow the routine approach, more of a kind of a, you know, reactive approach. As and when it happens, you take an approach to solve the problem. Ad hoc and crash mode, save time by speeding up the response process. You know, you'll have to put more resources to in this crash mode. Proactive mode, specific actions can be planned in advance. You know, in a proactive mode situation, you predict the risks, predict the uncertainties to some extent, and then have a clear plan in place. What are the recommended corrective actions adopted by strategic managers? Generally, you know, you revise the standards, revise the KPIs, revise the objectives sometimes, revise the strategy in order to reflect the reality of the performance, revise the structure, and revise the activity. So these are the various options available for strategic managers in terms of the evaluation and control. You know, you cannot be in this inactive mode or status quo mode, and then without doing these things, you'll not be able to achieve the actual performance. So revise standards, revise objectives, revise the strategy, fine-tune the strategy. Strategy is a dynamic tool which you can revise. Structure to reflect the true relevance to appropriate strategy. Revise the activity. You need to initiate activities to achieve the objectives. So this is the whole thing is put in a pyramid structure. On the left side, what the company sees itself and what kind of business plan you need to have. So first, the target setting. Those are the goals, which are the objectives. Objectives are broken down into goals. You know, you have a strategy, strategic objectives, and the goals are coming into place. The different goals are having different targets and benchmarks, aspired level and customer benefit, where and how to compete. The strategy for that is particularly devised. Business at the division, business unit levels, division level, and how to organize. You have to design the structure, management organization, responsibilities and KPIs. How to operate, different processes, core competencies, processes and KPIs. How to manage the different tools, like how it helps the business plan in terms of branding, pricing, key account management, etc. This is just an example. An organization, a sales and marketing organization would do in order to how the company has to execute its business plan. Effective evaluation and control system. So that's what I said. It has to be objective based. Purpose of evaluation must be clearly defined in terms of metrics. Objectivity, standards and targets must be realistic. Objectivity is very important. No subjectivity. You know, if it happens, then this will be achieved. Objectivity is very clear. Standards and target must be realistic, achievable. If it is not achievable over a couple of quarters or three quarters or four quarters, then revise the standards or revise the strategy in order to meet the objective. Economic, Evaluation system must be economical. Your budgetary system should be economical. Pervasiveness and inclusiveness, it should be inclusive. The employees should be communicated well. Evaluation system must be appreciated throughout the organization at different levels of the management. You know, if it is a matrix organization at the business unit level, the functional unit level, and line managers level, senior manager level, general manager, senior manager, and junior manager level. It should be simple to measure. It should be simple to implement across the organization, which is controlled by a PMO organization. Different strategic projects are controlled, and they keep reporting to the different strategic managers about the progress that the company is making, or they will inform the different stakeholders through proper communication medium, in order to let everyone know that this is how we are progressing and we need to pull up the stocks, we need to take corrective action, we need to be more alert and agile in terms of the organization needs to respond to the changing environment, and course corrections have to be made and strategies have to be fine-tuned. Communication. It is necessary to take people into confidence and communicate the strategy for effective implementation, which I have said in the beginning also, the earlier chapters. Communication plays a very critical role. Time to time, the CEO of the organization or the BU head of the organization, the functional unit head of the organization, they need to keep communicating to all the stakeholders what the organization is trying to do, what kind of support they are seeking, why they need to do this, how they will do it, and what resources will be provided, why the organization is looking to take a, moving from point A to point B in a given point in time. So those things have to be very clearly communicated, articulated. Congruence, the scope, range, magnitude, accuracy of measurement should be related to objective and objectivity and usefulness. So it is very important for organization to clearly define these scope, range, magnitude, accuracy of the measurement, so that the employees know about it. Operational, the controls must be focused on actions. Every organization should make the evaluation control focused on actions. The actions review, activities review. Because activities are what it really takes for the strategic implementation execution to happen successfully. What are the other measures the organization needs to take? Budgetary control. So let's talk about budgetary control. Budgetary control refers to the management measures taken to ensure that the standards and norms laid down are maintained and the planned results are achieved. So you've got a budget. Budget could be anything. It could be revenue. It could be the headcount. It could be the profit. It could be the operation cost. It could be the EBITDA number. It could be the interest costs, the finance costs, whatever. So every budget has to be very clearly defined. The standards and norms are laid down in the beginning, and the planned results are achieved, and evaluation happens, evaluation control happens, to ensure that it happens in time. Strategic evaluation control becomes an integral part of the budgets to reflect actions required for achieving the objectives within the specified time frame. So every achievement process has a timeline attached to it. So that's how the strategic control and evaluation process happens. That's how the budgetary controls happen in the strategic management process. Contingency plan. What kind of contingency plan you are incorporating within the system? A contingency plan is a plan to cope up with the critical developments and ward off threats. How do you protect your organization from the external risks and threats? So you need to have a clear contingency plan and risk mitigation plan, contingency mitigation plan. Business continuity plan could be one. What if there is a huge rain and flash floods, and then you are not able to access your data center? If customers are not able to access the ATMs? If employees are not able to reach office? So do you have a clear BCP plan, business continuity plan? In case if there is a contingency, if there is a emergency or an exigency were to happen. So a contingency plan is a plan to cope up with critical developments and protect the organization from the external threats, which might trigger major deviations in the strategy execution from the original strategy, because there will be time delays, the organization will be you know, focusing on the new development, you know. There could be unforeseen events like hostile takeover, government policy change, spike in demand, reforms, recession, calamity, war, floods. It could be anything. So these, what are the, how do you become resilient to respond to these changes or these changes happening, the unforeseen events happening in the marketplace? So how do you protect your organization? What kind of contingency plan? So the strategy has to really build in itself this contingency plan. What if, these are all what if scenarios basically. And if what if scenario happens, how do you, ensure that the organization business continuity happens without any major impact? Crisis management is an important process by which organizations should formulate, deal with and plan for worst case scenarios. Before if there is a flood and data center is down, so are you able to access all your applications from the disaster recovery site, DR site, and thereby the business continuity is achieved? You know, what kind of safety and security measures that you will be taking before the event happens, or in the event the event happens, during the event and post event, how do you communicate to all the stakeholders what kind of improvement plans and corrective actions you will be taking in order to ensure from restoring the operations from a DR center to the main data center. Standard operating procedures should be implemented prior to, what kind of standard operating procedures you'll be adopting in terms of if any crisis happens in the environment and thereby the organization is impacted. So these policies should be clearly defined in the beginning. So we talked about DRP and PCP, disaster recovery plan and BCP plan. What if there is a huge flood or an earthquake happens, and how do you restore your business continuity? Disaster recovery and business continuity planning are processes that help organizations prepare for disruptive events, which I talked about. Management's involvement in this process can range from overseeing the plan, providing input, support, during the before the emergency, during the emergency, or after the emergency. So we need to so this is how the whole organization comes to the rescue, and business continuity is maintained. Employees are able to reach, employees are able to access application, customers are able to transact business with the company. Especially if it is a banking and financial service, it will be hit very hard. That's the core of the economy. So you need to have a clear disaster recovery and BCP plan. Any enterprise today, if you look at, they're talking about compliant with these standards, make investments to get ready for DR plans and BCP plans. So this is dealt in detail with my book, Strategic Management. There are case studies which are presented over there. You can, take a look at them. The first step for development of DRP and BCP is conducting a business impact analysis. What if analysis, business impact, what if it happens, how much revenue it will be impacted, how it will impact the customers and employees, how it will impact the revenue financial performance, thereby the shareholders will be impacted. Business impact analysis helps the companies to identify the most crucial system and processes, evaluate the impact of outage it can have on the business. So any disaster recovery, will lead to business outage, and the whole business continuity plan is to ensure that the business outage is minimized. So with this, we come to an end of the strategic evaluation control process. In this chapter, we have clearly seen what is strategic evaluation control process and how it helps in determining the extent to which the company's strategies are successful and they are implemented successfully. The management must measure and compare the actual performance against the benchmark set. If they are not able to achieve the benchmarks in the given point in time, they can change the standards, they can change the benchmarks, they can change the strategies, they can change the structure, they can change the activities. So that we have seen in this chapter. So these are all adjustments and course corrections that happen during the evaluation process. Because it has to be done in time, otherwise if you continue, you will continue to have the same kind of result quarter after quarter, unless the corrective actions are taken in time. Strategic evaluation, control, contingency planning and risk and crisis management are ongoing process in any organization. So contingency planning, risk management, crisis management, disaster recovery plan and business continuity plan. These components are very well discussed in the book. I would request you to go through the book in detail. If you have any queries, you can reach out to me through vSchool. I hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture. Thank you so much, and I'll meet you in the next chapter very soon. Thank you all.